How to make personalized bowls at home. Step by step, you can create a custom hot cup sleeves at home with a ceramic mug and a few craft supplies that you can get online or at a craft shop. You can manufacture personalized mugs at home using the instructions in this article, whether you want to make one for yourself or as a gift for a loved one. It's best to be organized and consider the pattern or unique text you want to add to the cup. How to create custom coffee mugs at home. For DIY printing choices are available online: slides, stickers, screen printing, and Sharpies. This is how each operates. Using a screen mesh screen and grade enamel paint are needed for screen printing on a coffee cup. The process of screen printing takes a while since the image must be exposed to the mesh screen. For the screen printing procedure, temporary adhesive vinyl may be used as a stencil in addition to a mesh screen. A challenging procedure might result in a distorted picture if the mesh screen is not properly exposed. This printing method is also appropriate for simple designs. In other words, customizing a multicolored design may be difficult. Make your own Sharpie mugs. Do you possess special creative talent? Why not use Sharpie color markers to add some personality to your mug? Indeed, you can. Even the youngsters at home would enjoy doing this painting project. Just use glass paint markers or other oil-based Sharpies to sketch your design onto the ceramic cup. For assistance in meticulously sketching out your idea, use a pencil or masking tape. Once you have added accent colors and feel like your design is finished, it's time to bake the cup. Before using, let it cool fully. Hand or dishwasher washing is safe for DIY Sharpie custom printing cup prints. There's no need to worry about smudging or the pattern fading. Move your design. You must transfer the pattern onto the transfer paper after weeding the vinyl. The steps are as follows. Cut out a transfer tape piece that is around the same size as the design. Take off the transfer paper's white portion or backing. To prevent bubbles and wrinkles on the transfer tape, begin transferring the pattern to the transfer paper from the furthest corner and work your way outward. Remember that placing the adhesive side of the vinyl on your work area will alter its stickiness and make it unlikely that it will adhere to the cup. With the adhesive side facing down, place the transfer paper over the design. Using your scraper tool, make sure the adhesive foil adheres to the transfer tape. Pass it over the front and back to ensure proper adhesion and transfer. Next, take off the vinyl adhesive backing at a 45-degree angle. Conclusion: soak the water slide paper in a dish of warm water for 30 to 60 seconds. The printed image should start to separate from the backing paper. Slide the backing paper off the water slide paper after placing it face up on the cup. Using a squeegee, carefully smooth out any air bubbles or wrinkles in the pattern. Give the pattern on the cup enough time to dry fully. To set the design, bake the mug for 20 to 30 minutes at 350 degrees Fahrenheit in a preheated oven. Allow it to cool fully before use. You cannot use this design in a dishwasher. This procedure also takes a long time and a lot of labor.